Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Let's start here. How different is the player I'm talking to now than the guy who made his NHL debut on October 3rd, 2007 in Toronto for the Ottawa Senators?
Yeah, I'd say a little wiser maybe. Still a kid at heart, though. I think I've tried to keep that throughout my whole career and having fun with the game. I love the game of hockey, and I love the people in it, and I think I've been blessed to come across some pretty great ones over my career. But I'd say I've been through a lot of life experiences and playing experiences that I hope have helped me become a better player than that kid, but never want to lose that mindset either.
How vividly do you remember that first game?
Yeah, I remember it because it was in, I still want to call it Maple Leaf Gardens, but it was at Air Canada Center against the Leafs, and I was able to have my family there, my mom there at the time too, and pretty special, you know, especially to kind of make your debut in that arena for me with some of the history. So pretty special. But I remember that now because it was such a great experience, obviously big part of that, and a pretty good team I got to be on in Ottawa.
What do you remember about that 7.5 minutes that you played that night?
That it wasn't enough? No. I actually remember Raycroft had a huge save on me. I had a wide open net. I'll never forget. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to get my first goal in the first game. And he came out of nowhere with a pad and took it away. And I'm still mad about it. I'm going to have a chat with him about that one, actually.
So if a young player came up to you now and said, Nicky, how does a player play 1,000 games? What does it take to get to this point? What do you tell him?
Oh, man. A little bit of luck, you know, you got to surround yourself with the right people. And I think you have to have the passion for the game. I think as soon as the game becomes a job and work and it's a grind, I think that's when it really starts to get to you. I think I've always tried to have that passion of coming and loving what I do, loving coming to the rink, loving to try to get better. I think that's always something you should strive for no matter how old you are. There's never a point where you've made it. You know, you always need to have that drive to try and get better and want more and expect more out of yourself. And I have that. I come into every training camp still feeling like I got to make the team. And I think you have to have that mindset. So never an arrival mindset. It's always a hunger for more and what can I do to get better? And I think that's driven me these past 15 years.
There's a saying when it comes to success, and I won't go into the full saying, but part of it is success has 1,000 fathers. So for you, we're not going to go through 1,000, but if you could name 2, 3, maybe there's more than that, who got you to this point?
Oh, man. Well, obviously my father, my family. I hate to just single him out. My mother was a big part of it, and you know, I still think she's watching over me from above and guiding me through this career and life. And you know, my wife is another person that I would say, I mean, I knew her before I even started in my career, so to not point her out would be a big fault on my part. She's been by my side and helped me through a lot. But then there's so many guys in the game. You know, I got to come into a team with Daniel Alfredson, Chris Phillips, Mike Fisher, Chris Kelly, you know, a great, great guy and a great guy to me at the time. And then learn from more players and more coaches. And Derek McKenzie's another guy that I got to in Columbus and really helped me, a local guy that I really looked up to and from Sudbury. And then, you know, coaches that I had. First one ever was Dan Hynote, journeyman kind of player, but a guy that really helped me understand who I was going to be as a player and helped get me there. And then obviously John Tortorella is another guy that comes to mind. And there's just so many people that inside and out of the game that have molded me and made me the person that I am, and I'm so thankful to them.
Were there any people or players in particular that you found yourself gravitating to?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I remember first coming to Ottawa, and I gravitated for sure to a guy like Mike Fisher, just his work ethic and the way he played. And I think we probably play a pretty similar style if you really look at the way we played the game. We played it hard, forecheck, physical. And then Daniel Alfredson, just from his you know, his consistency. I always loved that about him. You knew every night what you were going to get from him. And he's a guy I admired, especially early on, and I really got close with him. And there's just so many other guys that I think you watch what they do, how they act. And I was lucky to come into a pretty strong room in Ottawa and then try to bring that into Columbus as a young guy, trying to, you know, bring that organization to where, you know, we felt like it needed to get to. And a lot of great guys I leaned on along the way. But I'd say those guys early on in my career really helped mold me.
You mentioned your style. You're not exactly known as a floater across these last decade and a half in the National Hockey League. What has your body and your bucket gone through to get to this point?
You know what? It's something that I'm proud to say. You know, I know lately it's been a couple injuries, but a lot of them are, you know, from playing the game hard. It's not like my body's breaking down. It's just a couple freak things. But for the most part, I've tried to stay in great shape, and which has allowed me to play the game the right way. But yeah, the body goes through a lot, but it's worth it. You know, when you're battling and you're putting your body on the line for the rest of your teammates and for a win or to push your team to a point where they never thought they'd get to, I think that's gratifying for me as a player. I mean, that's why I play the game, is to win the games and to make an impact for your team. And so I'll do whatever it takes to do that. And sometimes it's putting your body on the line and other things. And I don't think you ever, you know, regret that. I think you'll look back and be proud of the scars and the bumps and the bruises along the way. And I think I kind of got raised in that environment as well, and always seeing so many family photos of my dad with a black eye or a cut in his face. And, you know, I think to me that was always the right way of playing hockey. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud that, you know, it sounds weird, but there's some bumps and bruises along the way that maybe have kept me out of the lineup or have hurt to play through, but I've tried to play through, and they're usually because of trying to do something to help the team win, and that's all you can ask for.
So I guess if they put up a drawing of your body and all the injuries that you've gone through, like, what would that drawing look like on the chalkboard or on the dry erase board?
I don't know. It would look pretty ugly. I don't know what I'd look like, but maybe the guy from Goonies, Sloth, is that his name? The body all contorted, and yeah. But my kids, I've had a couple good moments with my kids where they've had they've looked at me a couple times and like, almost, is that you, Dad, in there? So a couple double black eyes and things like that, but it's all worth it in the end.
For guys who've played a long time in the National Hockey League, even guys who are just getting into the National Hockey League, usually every player has a turning point in his career where maybe it could have gone a different direction. What were those moments for you?
You know, it was, I think when I got traded for the first time from Ottawa to Columbus, I was really, you know, I think it could have went a lot of different ways for me in that, you know, I was going to a last place team, and I could have just, you know, looked at it as, you know, I'm going to a tough team. And but I remember just embracing that opportunity and being really excited about the chance to actually make a mark on an organization. And, you know, they wanted me to be a part of building something there. And, you know, I'm so proud that 9 years later, I really felt like we did. And, you know, there's certain moments throughout that time that, you know, it was a grind. We had a couple, you know, instances where I remember, you know, another one where I was first year captain and our team struggled out of the gate. We were 0-8. John Tortorella comes in, and it was a struggle for me. I think I just wore the whole weight of the team on my shoulders that year and really couldn't get going as a player. And he kind of challenged me at the end of the year, too, that, like, I don't know if you can be captain. And, you know, and we kind of had a really open and honest conversation. And I just remember, you know, that could have went either way, too, where I could have said, you know what, I don't want this garbage. I want out of here. But I remember wanting to fight and show, not for him, but for my teammates and myself, that I could do the job. And I knew I was worthy of it. And, you know, I'm really proud to say I hung in there and really felt like I was able to become the leader and person that I wanted to become for that club. And, you know, so there's so many moments throughout a career. And I'm not done yet, so I don't want to recap them all. But hopefully a few more years left. But there's a lot of adversity you're going to face. And I think I've revealed my character through it all.
You're going to have to check my math on this, but I think you were probably 6 years old when your dad hit his 1,000th game, and I think he hit it with the Florida Panthers.
Yeah,
he played 1,018 in the National Hockey League. Has he talked about it? Has he talked about what it meant to him?
Yeah. I remember as a kid being there on the ice when he got it, and, you know, the silver stick at our house, and I'd lift it up. As I got older, at one point I could barely lift it, then I could finally hold it, and, you know, he talks about it because I think he's really proud, especially back then, the wear and tear on the bodies, especially those guys. I mean, it was a big thing to play 1,000 games, and I think it is, to me, it still is. I think it means you mattered for a long time in the league, that, you know, you brought value to an organization and to a club, and they felt that anytime you were on the ice, you were helping the team. So to me, that's an incredible milestone for anyone. And, you know, I'm just so proud to be close to it and hopefully get it. And, you know, not a lot of these guys get to, as you realize. I think you're starting to hear more and more guys, but it's almost guys my age, which makes me feel a little older. But it's a testament to every player for the commitment they made to the game and the ability to stay relevant and stay important in all the, you know, opportunities they've been given.
But, Nicky, let's take it one step further. So you and your dad would become only the second father-son duo in NHL history to each play 1,000 games.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
The only other duo that's done it is Bobby and Brett Hull.
I was going to say it would be the Hulls. Wow, that's insane. I did not know that. That's pretty special. Probably pretty proud. I bet you my dad's really proud. You know, I think being a father now, I see what he sees through, you know, what growing up and how he treated us, and I'm so thankful for that, and I want to make sure I do that for my kids. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for what he did for me growing up and how he pushed me but also let me kind of find my own path, and I'm going to definitely enjoy this with him for sure.
Last thing, what sort of plans do you think your kids have for the silver stick?
I don't know. We're going to see if they can lift it first. We'll see if they had a trouble like I did. You know, if anything, I hope they're proud, and I hope, you know, they felt like I did when I saw my dad achieve that in a career that he cared a lot about, and I hope they know how much I love the game and, you know, the sacrifices I'd have to make with my family in order to do this. You know, I hope they appreciate, you know, where it's gone and why, and, you know, we'll celebrate it together.
That is one heck of a feat. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.